You know, let's talk about July 4th. You know, Knights of Columbus has been good to Marion when it comes to their fireworks display every single year for as long as I can remember.
Going back to Achy Breaky Heart, Billy Ray Cyrus, yeah, right. You're right.
All right. Well, so what time tonight? On dusk? What's
dusk, 9 o'clock.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's your advice for people coming to Marion? Because this, for me, for instance, because I get the day off tomorrow, right? Robert's going to come in and do the news. But I still work on Wednesday afternoon to be able to go to work on Thursday morning at the crack of dawn 30. Right? So tonight is really my night off, so I don't have to get – because I don't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning. Pretty good call, I think, for July 4th in the working person.
Yeah, it is. I think everybody that works likes that break in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of breaks up the week. Golly, all those linemen that's put in many, many hours. You know, one was my son working for Ameren. I know they're waiting for a day off.
And cool air.
And yeah,
because it takes you a while to relieve get that out of that heat stress.
Yeah.
So, what's your advice? Somebody coming to fireworks display, when to get there, band, things that are going. What's your thoughts here? What can you share?
By that time, you know, the sun's going down. Things, you know, hopefully we'll keep some wind and that'll make it more enjoyable out there, as enjoyable as you can get in 95 degree heat index. Just come early, enjoy yourself. I think one of Southern Illinois' best fireworks displays.
All right, and there's a number that are going on tonight. We alluded to it just a couple of moments ago, storm recovery. Everybody's got the power back on in Marion now?
Yes, Marion was kind of somewhat fortunate as far as storm damage. We didn't have anything near what some of the other communities have. Doesn't mean we're not still working on it. On my way here, I seen our crews out already picking up debris.
Right.
My best guess is we'll be doing it for the rest of the week.
Right.
Just looking.
So your rules are pretty much the same as Heron and the other communities. If you've got to cut something up, it needs to be to a size where at least two men can get it up on the back of a flatbed, something like that?
Well, we got equipment out there that's got picks on it, they're on backhoes, and the backhoes are following our dump trucks. But we also got crews out there for the smaller things going around too. So it's there's a lot of debris out there.
It's weird because the way towns are blocked, the towns and houses, you don't get to see it as a whole body of work. But when you go to where all the limbs are, you start getting an idea of how much biomass was ripped out, whether it's limbs or whatever the case, or big limbs. Seen a lot of that, as people continue to clean up. It was like, during the derecho, you think, oh, yeah, there's a lot. But when you went out to Carbondale to their burn pit, you're like, you just had no idea how much it was until you see it in one piece.
We had mountains at ours.
Yeah.
Mountains.
Right.
And it took us months to eventually whittle it down and get rid of it. It just months.
Right. And we'll probably take something like that to this time around, too.
Yeah, we're going full swing there.
But you were right. Some communities were hit worse. I mean, I kind of think of it as Heron Energy, Marion, right? But Jason Ashmore would say, wait a second, Cesar, right? They got smacked around.
Yeah, they did. And it was more widespread than the May 8th storm. I mean, when you watch that storm come right down the middle of the state, you knew it was going to impact almost river to river.
Right.
And it did.
Right. Yeah, I've got friends of mine in Golconda. So the storm got here and power was out 3 minutes later.
Yeah.
Right. So when it comes to Marion, because you and I are lifelong residents, and since forever, right, except maybe when the coal mines were cracking, there's always been that, we need jobs, we need jobs, we need jobs. I mean, we've heard it. You and I have danced to this tune almost our entire lives, right?
That's right.
And now that tune has changed, and I don't think I know how to dance to the tune yet. We have jobs, and we got a lot of people looking for employees, and they can't seem to find them. And Marion's no exception. You've got a lot of places that are opening, building, opportunities that are growing. Speaking of which, I want to ask you about one that's really got my mind, because I think you're suffering from the same thing I am. Camper's World and all that. I don't know what's happening. And I hear things, and things are reported, but...
Well, I mean, you're probably hearing the same things we are. They want to be open by the end of the year, but... Quite frankly, we have not had that much conversation with them. They've kind of been doing their own thing, getting their permits and everything like that, turning water back on. We actually rezoned for them so they could bring in out from C1 to C2 so they could bring in their motor homes and campers and things such as that. But we haven't had a lot of conversation with them, but they're plugging right along.
Have you heard a number when it comes to possible jobs openings there?
Really haven't. There, and we don't really know what to anticipate, but we do have other places that are, you know, that are expanding.
Well, and, every time I talk to Senator Dale Fowler, I mean, literally every time until it was all done, he kept bringing up the expansion of a TIF district in Marion. I mean, this was something that he was really, clearly from the interviews I conducted with him, very focused on.
Yeah. We can't thank Senator Fowler and Representative Severin. We had a TIF district, what we referred to as the Chris Container TIF district. It was going to expire in October of this year. And, you know, they make bottles out there and for their manufacturing at the Pepsi Mid-America. They decided to get in the business themselves. So they needed to expand. Problem was, you know, they needed that TIF district to extend with it. Senator Fowler, Representative Severin jumped right on it. Dale got it done in February. Things run a little bit slower in the House. I was actually getting very nervous, and you know, I'm talking to Dave almost daily. You know. And he's going, don't worry, it's going to get done, you know. And I said, how do you know? He goes, I know it is. Mm-hmm. Springfield wants the same thing.
Okay.
They're not going to turn you down and give it to Springfield.
Right. All right, so, because I think I got lost there. Was it an extension of the TIF time or an expansion of the land that the TIF district covered?
No, it's an extension of the time.
Oh, okay. See, okay, I've gotten it backwards. I always thought it was an extension of the area.
No.
I got you.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it was. They're good for 23 years by a state statute and through a legislative action. They can be extended for 12 more years, and that's exactly what happened.
12
here.
More years.
Yes.
What are we talking about when it comes to jobs for the? Because my understanding, after talking to Dale, is they get these slugs of plastic, and well, I've got a bottle of my own here, a water bottle that, and that they get these slugs that look basically about the size of a shotgun shell.
Yep.
And they blow them into a water bottle.
Yep.
And that's what they're doing at this new area.
Yep.
Right?
And if you've never seen it done, you need to get a hold of Amber out there and go on the tour.
I am curious. Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. But, yeah, they're going to have, I think, several dozen jobs there. And then, you know, as we're talking about Pepsi, you know, we're doing the halfway road extension from Maine over to Westminster. And through that extension at their Pepsi bottling facility, they're going to create 50 more jobs there.
So what are we thinking here? A couple of hundred?
No, I think we're thinking anywhere from that's over there at Chris Container. That's a pretty automated process,
right?
So you know we're probably talking 75, 80 jobs total.
Who else have you got coming into town? Because it seems like there's always a, you know, and Mayor Butler and I used to talk about this all the time. What makes magic? What makes the Marion area magic? Is it the 5713? Is it because it's centered of Southern Illinois and can tap into a lot of resources? Is it that north-south 57 aspect, be able to get to the road? I mean, what? Because people are coming to Marion. And there are new businesses. There's somebody breaking dirt all the time. There's a new hotel here. There's a new restaurant here. What makes this happen for Marion?
I think it's a culmination of a lot of things. Location is one of them. Access to interstates, you know, one running right through our city, 57.
Right.
I-24 is 10 miles south. 64 is 35 miles north. Got a great airport. You know, Veterans Airport. So we got rail. We got a lot of things going. So, and then, you know, we think that, and we like to pat ourselves on the back a little bit here. We think the way we treat people and open our arms to them and cut through a lot of the red tape is that, you know, we make people want to come to Marion.
You know, I've had people say that to me. And not in public, but say, you know, I'm gonna let you know. I listened to you talk. The guy that runs the train store, right? Marion, yes. Ford, right? Great guy. Love the guy. Go over and see him every once in a while. And he takes me off the corner and says, no, you don't understand. I had a problem, and I called, and they fixed it. There was some flooding. There's got some drainage there on northwest corner there. Yep. There's some drainage down in that corner right there, and he was worried about coming up because he'd built that location. And he said, I called, and they came and fixed it. Right? Now, he'd been at other places in his life, you know, over his life, and he was really impressed with that. And he's not the only one that I hear that from. And I find that encouraging.
Yeah.
You know, that you're not breaking somebody's you-know-what over a couple of rules. So, well, let's go find the answer. Let's get this done. Instead of, we're not going to move on this and it's going to get done, or you're just only going to open your store. It's not the way we do business. No. Get out of your way and let somebody do the business.
No, we look for answers.
Who else is breaking dirt in Marion right now?
Well, I
that we can talk about it.
Well, we have a proposed truck stop that we're excited about and just about got that finalized. That's going to be real exciting. We met with them 2 weeks ago. 50 to 70 jobs, full-time jobs with benefits.
You got a name on this? Is the name of the firm? Do you know?
Loves.
Loves. Oh, I've seen I've seen them on the highways other places.
Yes. And we've got one at Ina.
Yeah, they do the showers and the meals. Yes. It's like a little town of support for those guys.
Yeah, and they're one of the biggest concerns, if it is a concern, is we don't know what restaurant we're going to put in there. We want to put in two restaurants, but you got every restaurant there is in Marion.
Right. You really do.
So, you know, they're asking us for ideas.
All right.
So,
well, my first thought is barbecue.
Yeah.
that's my takeaway. But.
Yeah. So,
all right. You know, we had an issue, you know, me being now living in Carterville, we were one of the people, when we had this water problem, we ran out. Now, you and I were on the phone quite a lot, you know, if we keep conserving, and when you came in not long afterward and thanked the member of your community for being so effective when it came to conserving. Should, now that we've got that behind us, should we be looking at this with some level of objectivity and saying we can't let that happen again? And you know what's interesting, and it just occurred to me while talking to you, whether it's Camping World or Crisp Containers or one of these restaurants that are moving in, something they think about because they got to close the doors, and you ask restaurants to close the doors. Should we be looking at a power grid type of support system for water? So if something breaks here, we can get at least some keep the water flowing from some area. This time now, that we need to be asking ourselves this question?
We absolutely do. And actually, myself and City Administrator Gail West and our City Engineer Glenn Clarida, we've had a conversation with a company. I'm going to talk again here in a couple weeks. We talked about build a new reservoir on Sugar Creek.
Right.
And actually that kind of wasn't a big enough project for them. And they said, what else can we do? And I said, something I've always had in mind from my water commissioner days is looking into hooking into a grid system between Wren Lake and Carbondale and Kincaid and Lake of Egypt water districts. You know, it's a concept that we got to be thinking about, that where we can go turn a valve and people don't run out of water. If I'm Brad Robinson in Carterville, I'm screaming. Because they, you know, they ran out of water early, and they got it back late.
Yeah.
And, you know, here we are. We're down here in Williamson County. We're Wren Lake's biggest water user, and we're at the end.
Into the pipe.
Yeah, we got to do something different.
Now, you were on the water board how long?
I was water commissioner for I guess, 4 years before I become finance. Well, I stayed 9 years, actually. I stayed finance and water commissioner before I became mayor. So,
well,
you know.
It's odd. I was a roommate with a plumber for quite a few years. So I picked up a lot of the, because, you know, water main break, he was out the door and going to work in Mitchellsville, right?
Right.
I remember him walking out the door saying, "You want to go? What's wrong with you?" He says, "No, people, you don't understand. When they get up on Christmas morning, they expect to be able to take a shower." That's when the little bell went over,
yeah,
right? Because I had water. I'm not worried about it. But the guys down in Mitchellsville, you know, right, worry about it. And I was told that there was a rule that concerns this, that you're supposed to have a backup. I didn't know if it was state, federal. What do you know about that? That there's supposed to be some type of backup by statute.
Yeah, there's a lot of supposed tos out there in in this world. And you know, we're all supposed to have something. But in reality, we don't. And until something catastrophic like that happens, we don't think of it. We tried to build a reservoir.
Yeah.
We had two permits, and then we finally had seven judges out of Chicago tell us, go find an alternative water source, which forced us on the Wren Lake.
Right.
I mean, we could have had that lake built up, running, you know, and did something like this.
And
had a line going to Wren Lake where we could have at least, and still it's got to be done. I don't know how. I don't know what the cost is. I do know what the cost is, probably $20 to $25 million. I do know what that cost is.
I expect you to say more, by the way.
Yeah, but it's got to be done. We know in this country right now there's going to be a raw water shortage in the next 25 to 30 years. Why are we waiting until that occurs? Why? Because in a large part, we're a crisis-oriented nation. We wait for something bad to happen, and then we throw a lot of money at it to fix it.
And we could have been preemptive. And
that's right. We could have been proactive and had this done.
Right.
And, you know, I would like to see that done here.
You know, it's interesting, Anthony, as long as I've known you, I've actually just gotten the sense from you that this is something that's very important to you, and you're going to get it drawn. You're going to try to drag it across the finish line.
Absolutely.
But
I don't know where that finish line is. I don't know if I'm in a 1,500-meter race, a 5,000, or 10,000.
Right.
And it may be the long run, but at the same time, you know, and here again, you know, I've had conversations with Durbin's office, Duckworth. Of course, the only thing you got to do is pick up the phone, and if it's for Southern Illinois, Mike Boss is on board. But and then with Dale and Dave, and but we got to get this done, because in reality, they just fixed what was broke up there,
right.
And we still have a 55-year-old system,
and in some cases even older.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. To get that water back flowing in the time period they did was absolutely phenomenal, but it could happen again.
Yep. It's like eating an elephant. You apparently are going to have to eat elephant, and you do it one bite at a time.
Yeah.
Mayor and Mayor Anthony Rennell, as always, good Mr. Mayor to
Thank
see you. All right?
Thank you.
Have a good 4th of July. Enjoy
you
tonight.
Yes.
Hope the weather supports us tonight for your display in Marion.
I do, too, because actually it wasn't promoted very much. It wasn't on in the paper or on Channel 3's website. You know, we're trying to let people know when it is. So
we've been on it since last week. We're reporting it every 30 minutes this morning. So tonight in Marion.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. Good times, too.
Yes.